Well, I ain't lazy. I'm just blessed with a lack of ambition, that's all.
What do you mean you ain't lazy? Why is it then that every time I stop by your ranch, I can never find you?
Oh, that isn't a ranch, Daddy.
No?
No. I just raise a few fryers on the thing.
And you sure know how to fry them, too. That's if I ever can find you home.
But how come you can't find me?
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
Mm-hmm.
Gone fishing.
All real gone, Eddie.
Real gone. You ain't working anymore.
Well, it could be, you know.
There's your hoe out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, wady pool.
Shangri-La. Really loud.
I'm wishing
of him.
I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club, Daddy.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing,
yeah.
I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well,
you know
I'm a busy
that.
Man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You wasn't tied up, your dog. You just playing old gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Well, don't blab it around, Pops. Keep it shady.
Gone fishing.
Got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got a piece of Gary.
The cows.
The twins on that detail, eh? Take a side.
Don't give a darn.
I give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just haven't seen DeLorean.
Well, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
Old Cindy Lou.
Gone fishing. Please ain't biting at your hide.
Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Bad, 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 bad. Oh, yeah.
That old song from the 50s end and oh, yeah.
That was nice.
Did they?
Was that for me
lovely.
As well?
Yeah, it's just... Because we're going to be talking about fishing now because apparently mackerel have suddenly become so plentiful off the Kerry coast that people are simply picking them out of the sea. Some are saying that this flood of fish is the largest migration of mackerel in Irish waters in nearly 30 years. Eugene Farley is an angler with 20 years' experience of fishing off the Kerry coast, and he joins me now. Hello, Eugene. How are you today?
Hello, Derek. Hello, Brenda. How's things?
Hi, Eugene.
Great to talk to you. Describe the scenes along the Kerry coast, if you would.
Oh God, it's nearly biblical. So it is. It's like God is giving us a break. He's trying to feed us all down here in Kerry by giving us mackerel to beat the band. It's actually amazing the amount of mackerel that's been around the Kerry coastline and seen it for the last week. It's been I've never seen nothing like it before in my life. It's absolutely bonkers.
Well, describe it. Is it kind of rafts of mackerel floating in on the tide? You say it's biblical, so I'm thinking of plagues of locusts kind of in the sky. Well, describe it to me.
Well, if you're down walking along the strand and mackerel are washing up beside your feet, you know, the place is covered in sprat, for one thing, all herring sprat. There's, millions of tons of herring sprat have actually washed up in the beaches here. But the mackerel are in such a feeding frenzy, they're following the fish anywhere they could possibly get to them. So they're actually, there's people walking around with buckets on the beaches actually picking up mackerel, which is something that I've certainly never thought I'd see. It's just completely crazy, so it is.
That's extraordinary. Tell me, are there any killer whales in the vicinity at all?
No sign of any orcas, but I know there's a lot of shark out there at the moment, and there was sightings of bluefin tuna in the bay as well last week. So there's one massive feeding frenzy at the moment. With that amount of food in the water, everything is taking part in the party, as the saying would go.
Because at some site, I think it was 2011, there were huge shoals off Tory Island. The naval service were reporting up to 100 killer whales, if I'm not mistaken, and they're all following the shoals of mackerel. The mackerel are following the sprat, the spry, and all that kind of stuff there coming in after that. How many would you say? I mean, if you were to put a number on it, how many would you say?
Oh, I would be thinking hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions of mackerel?
Of mackerel, there's been hundreds of millions of mackerel.
Hundreds of millions?
Hundreds of millions of mackerel around the coast down here. Yeah, it's not trillions. It's absolutely crazy to look at it. But even on Fianna Pier now, where I live in Fianna, there's been, I guess, between 200,000 and 300,000 mackerel caught in the last week from anglers. It does guys with buckets and bins full of mackerel down there. It's something you wouldn't believe unless you've seen it. The numbers of people around the place catching mackerel is crazy.
Did you take any pictures?
My phone was broken, but I'll get photographs. You can't even walk down our pier. That's how crazy it is. And people, it's like feast or famine. They're gone completely mad. And there's mackerel all over the place. I was talking to one guy who's got a fish shop inside in Tralee, and he said he hasn't sold fish in over a week. So he's obviously feeling the pinch, but everyone else is very happy with all their mackerel. And they'd be all very fit with their omega-3 oil and all left from the mackerel. So they're all flying fit and carry. Hopefully it might pay off for us next Sunday in the All-Ireland.
I was just going to say that, Eugene. I'm just wondering, is this some giant Donegal plot to disrupt and distract the Kerry supporters and team?
Do you know what? You never know. The Donegal supports can be kind of crafty at times. We've got enough forest to scare the fish down this way. But I think it'll work to our benefit, without a doubt.
Well, let's talk to Ken Whelan. Ken is our man on fish. I don't know if you know Ken Whelan, Eugene. Do you know Ken?
I know Ken. Yeah. Ken's a great guy. I haven't spoken to Ken in a while. He's a good man.
Ken, you're there.
I am indeed. Hello, Eugene. Hello, Brenda. How are you? And hello, Derek.
Ken, what's going on, or have you any idea?
Well, all we can do, really, I suppose, is try and link it back in terms of what's going on in the ocean in general. And it's very interesting to hear Eugene's description of it, because I think biblical is probably a great word based on what I've seen. I was away for a few weeks, and when I came back, I couldn't believe the reports, not just off the south coast of Ireland, but also off the south coast of England, of these enormous quantities of mackerel. And it's only about 2 years ago that we were looking towards maybe the demise of the mackerel, certainly in terms of local waters, because the numbers were very small, and they appeared to have gone on their holidays and hiked off up into the Faroes and up into Iceland. And suddenly now we have these huge quantities of mackerel appearing back. Just looking at what's been happening, my own sense of it is it probably indicates very clearly just the huge changes that the oceans are going through. The oceans are getting warmer. The productivity of certain areas of the ocean is increasing. And there are other areas in the ocean where the productivity is dropping. And if the young mackerel are lucky enough to be spawned in an area where there's lots and lots of plankton, you could very well have a situation where you get this huge peak abundance in terms of particular year classes of mackerel, and then it could drop off again very quickly. But in general, it's not a great thing ever to see these huge increases and decreases. Much better if we were much more around what would be considered as normal stocks of fish, I think.
Well, maybe this is just one way of controlling the populations, Ken.
Yeah,
this could
be well
nature's
be,
way.
That's the way they'll do it, I think, is that, and as you were saying, I mean, all the bigger fish following the larger fish, following the greater fish or whatever, all of that will happen and it will be cropped down and it will increase again. I mean, some years ago, we were looking at the demise of the eel, and we were very worried about eels. And again, in the last few years, places like the Severn and so on, the quantities of juvenile eels that have appeared in estuaries is prodigious, very much like what Eugene is describing in terms of the mackerel.
And they live their lives at sea, generally speaking, out in open waters, don't they?
They do, indeed. What they tend to do is they tend to spawn around late winter or spring, and there's several different stocks, but let's assume that this stock is from the southern component of the mackerel. Having spawned then, they make their way up in a feeding lane, if you like, back up north, up into their overwintering areas, and then back down south again then to spawn. So what we're seeing at this stage is the recruitment, as we'd call it in biological terms, of the fish that have already made it over the last 1, 2 or 3 years, moving up past the coast. And we're getting just a snapshot of just how abundant that particular stock of mackerel is. That doesn't mean that other stocks are doing equally well. And from what I can gather, I don't think the numbers of mackerel are anything like those numbers that Eugene has been describing along the east and north coast. So it may be confined to that southern stock of mackerel.
Yeah, but it's depending on everything else. So if there's a food supply, that's what's bringing them inshore, surely.
Absolutely. And that food supply is itself probably dependent on plankton. So there was probably a huge plankton boom at some stage that provided then the herring fry, the mackerel fry and so on, huge abundance of food, which again then allows the other fish then to prey on them. So you'll generally find that it's a soup, it's a nutrient soup in the ocean that allows these plankton to bloom, and then the whole thing takes off, which again is regulated by the temperature of the ocean. So if through climate change, the temperature of the ocean is changing, we shouldn't be that surprised that we see these massive peaks and troughs in terms of the abundance of fish.
They're long-lived, though, Ken. I read somewhere they can live up to 25 years if they're not caught.
Yeah, they can be, and people forget that because, as with everything else, we tend to crop them off in commercial fisheries very early, and we tend to think of them as a relatively short-lived fish. They're very fast-growing, but they can indeed be long-lived, and they can, individual mackerel can survive for quite a length of time, and they can grow to quite a large size as well. Again, we're used to mackerel that are maybe a half pound to a pound in weight, but they can grow much, much larger than that, again, if, as you say, if they're given the chance.
Now, we just had a message in saying the harbour in Dunmore East is awash with mackerel, says Ronan. So as far down as Dunmore East, so it's gone right around the west coast.
Right. So that's the southeast coast.
Yeah. So what did I say? The west coast. Southeast. Yeah. So and right around then to Kerry as well. So I mean, it's good for everybody if you can go out and pick up the mackerel. Surely you're not saying to people just let them there. I mean, they have to go out and pick them up and they have to eat them.
No. I mean,
take advantage.
When the harvest is there, certainly they should be taking advantage of it. And certainly anybody interested in sport fishing like Eugene, there's bound to be big predators in after that concentration of fish. So certainly in terms of attracting in sharks and attracting in tope and attracting in, as you were mentioning as well, maybe not fish for the rod, but fish to view, the orcas and so on, it may very well be a very interesting autumn in terms of sighting of these creatures in quite big numbers.
Yeah, and the weather is still beautiful. I wonder what the temperature of the water is at the moment. Any idea, Eugene? What the water temperature
is? No idea. I'm overlooking Fianna Fáil at the moment, and it's still packed with people, so it is. No, it's very, very warm, though. Very, very warm. And hence, yeah, as Ken was saying, like, you know, the big fish are coming and feeding on all these mackerel. It's kind of incredible. So, yeah, we're going to have a very interesting month or so with fishing, so we are down here in Kerry.
Do you have a little... Do you have a phone with a video camera on it? Could you take a little video and send it up to us?
I could, of course. I'd love to, no problem at all. No problem. I will do that, Derek.
I would love to see it and put it on the website so people can see what's going on. And we would be welcoming reports from all around the coast to see if this is happening anywhere else. So you can email mooney@rte.ie or text 51551. You want to say something, Brad?
No, I'm just trying to remember the last time I actually ate mackerel.
I remember my last time.
Do you?
Yeah. It was way back in the 90s on Ireland's Eye. On one of these kind of youth, well, back
you
in the 80s, actually.
Four,
would have been
you?
Back in the 80s, yeah. Not even the 90s. We used to go out on these summer trips.
It's very hard to beat fresh mackerel, Derek, so it is. Very hard to beat it.
Did you ever have it raw in between two slices of batch loaf?
No, I didn't go for the sushi effect.
Vile.
Yet, no.
Okay, I can tell
right.
you.
Why did you have it raw?
It was the way we had it. I remember we were brought out to Ireland's Eye on one of these kind of day trips from Hoth with the youth club. And Damon, who's, I can't remember Damon's surname, he's dead now anyway, passed away. And he had got some mackerel and they had batch loaf and we just had it like that and we ate it like that when I think of it. It was disgusting. I hated it. I'm not a fish eater. I love fish markets. And I love going into fish markets and looking at the fish and the different types of fish and the different sizes and the colours. And I like the smells, funny enough, if it's kind of fresh. But I don't particularly like eating it, so I'm a bit odd like that. Are you a mackerel eater yourself, Eugene?
Well, I have been this week. Usually I keep it for bait and I use it in the freezer. But there's been so much this week I've been eating it like crazy. Now, is it fresh mackerel, if it's only an hour or two old, you can't beat it. It's absolutely amazing. So it is fabulous.
And certainly, Eugene, if you get that fresh mackerel, Derek, and you cook it, particularly if you fry it fresh in the morning, that smell is just absolutely fantastic. I don't think you could avoid eating it. I mean, it's not just the smell, the taste as well is exactly the same. And there's nothing, as Eugene said, quite like it. It's fantastic. And Brenda, if you have any relatives in Cork or Kerry, get them to put a batch of mackerel on the train for you and pick them up in the morning.
Sounds lovely. The only problem is I love fish and I eat fish all the time, but I have this thing about the bones,
yeah,
you know.
Everybody
that's
has
my big thing
about the bones.
Yeah, yeah. That I'd have to make sure there's no bones in it.
Well, also, if they get you a decent-sized mackerel and the it's well-filleted, you'll find there's very, very little issue with the bones. And the flesh just falls off the bones then, and it's really quite delicious. And you want to be sure to leave the skin on. The skin is lovely.
Sounds lovely.
It gives all of that taste to the flesh when you have it cooking early in the morning on the pan. pan.
Somebody's been on to say, I got a load of mackerel in O'Brien's pub last night in Claremorris. Lads caught them in Lenan yesterday. Free supper today. Lots of mackerel in Kappa in Kilrush in County Clare, says Yvonne. I just paid €4.14 for 3 mackerel in a fish shop in Killarney. No loaves of fishes here. No loaves and fishes here, sorry.
Far from the sea. That's what's wrong with Killarney, you know. And you'll always take advantage of the people back in Killarney. Plenty of money over there.
Listen, I'm not allowed to say anything about Killarney, only positive things.
Mm-hmm. I like Killarney. Killarney's a good place. It's a good place.
We like Killarney. How much would it be? Three mackerel, €4.14. Yeah, well, okay. I remember when I was young, mackerel shoals of them being washed up on the beach on the Prom and Salt Hill, and crowds of people there collecting them and heading off with their big catch to have a delicious evening meal. There were lots of people on holidays at the time, and it was only wonderful each evening to see it. Of course, mackerel is a very healthy fish, but the old people always said that to be sure of them, you would want to see them being caught. Wonderful memories of those days. Why would that be, Ken and Eugene?
Well, certainly they go off very quickly, and it is a great idea to only eat them when they're truly fresh. I mean, in the old days, we didn't have the advantages of freezers and so on, and if you left them for anything more than about a day, because they'd be really full of food, remember, the chummies would be full of food, they'd go off very quickly.
PJ says, saw loads of them on the shore in Greencastle and Donegal, so lots there as well. Derek, as a child, mackerel was the only fish I would eat for my mother. She tossed it in Paxo and fried it. Paxo are the bread crummy things, aren't they?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yes, bread crumbs, yeah.
Anyway, he said it was yum with an exclamation mark. Boys, Eugene, Ken, thank you very much indeed. Please send in your reports. Where are you seeing the mackerel? Send in your photographs too to mooney@rte.ie. You can email mooney@rte.ie or text 51551. Angie's been on to say, Derek, best mackerel recipe is smear mustard on one side and grill. Fab you lass is the way she's written it down there, says Angie. Thank you very much indeed. And more coming in from Donegal saying there's plenty of mackerel there.
Well, that's great for both players then. They'll have all that Omega 3 and the fish oils and everything when they hit the
deep. They'll be propelled around the pitch. It's a very windy fish as far as I know. They'll be propelled around the field of play next weekend anyway. Greg Allen has an update on sport.
What is a windy fish?
You know what
explain.
A windy fish is. You know what you read.
But explain to the listeners.
They know what I mean. I don't have to explain everything.
It creates a low pressure zone. Or a high pressure
something
zone.
Something like that, Joe.